It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Presented by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Listen as Tom and Gus Counts bring you live play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from Hamada Wealth Management. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Oh, once again, we welcome you back to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas. The calendar turns to December, and now, basketball reigns supreme. Great game just concluded here. An overtime win for the Benedictine Lady Ravens over Culver Stockton. And now it is the guys' turn. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and engineer in the Care Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here courtside. Both teams are still out in the corner going through some final pregame warm-up drills and kind of get themselves all lined out. And Culver Stockton and Benedictine coming into the ballgame today 58 times. Hard to believe they've met since the Ravens joined the Heart of America Athletic Conference back in 92. BC's got a commanding lead in the series, 40-17. And here's the part that's always a little scary. Ravens are riding a 12-game winning streak, including seven of those here at home in the Nolan Gymnasium. Last year, Ravens won in Canton 60-49 in February. Braden Belt, 13 points, hitting four threes. And Benedictine held Culver to only 28% shooting in that ballgame. The defense was just fantastic. Got a couple of the great scoring defenses in the conference. These teams don't put up a lot of points, but they don't give up a lot of points. We're going to talk about that and more. But right now we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. A little more insight into the game. Get you some starters and the tip-off, Raven Roundball, coming up next year on Care.
Visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Watch closely. Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a buck menu. Just buy an item from our BOGO menu and ta-da, a second Taco John's favorite for just a buck. Now that's magic. Try the new BOGO for a buck menu at your nearest Taco John's. Ready for some festivities? Fill up on holiday cheer at Taco John's. For the 28th year, Nachos Navidad is back with seasoned beef, nacho cheese, and festive red and green tortilla chips. 'Tis Nachos Navidad season only at Taco John's.
Acheson Auto Parts. It's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Hey, welcome back once again to the Nolan Gymnasium. The public address guy, he's getting set to introduce the starters to this crowd. And in fact, and indeed, it is a crowd on hand in the Nolan Gymnasium this afternoon. Let me share those starters with you. First of all, for Culver Stockton College out of Canton, Missouri, under first-year head coach Dorian Hobbs Jr., who is an athlete on this team just a season ago. Culver Stockton coming into the ballgame today at 3-1. Let me check that. Fix that. 3-4. 3-4 for Culver Stockton overall, and they come in at 1-2 in the conference. And Culver, they're going to be starting Robert Fry the second. Robert is a 6'2" junior from Indianapolis, Indiana, out of St. Leo's University. They'll be starting Ty Walters Whitaker. Ty's a 6'3" junior, and he's out of Floresmore, Illinois, coming out of Governor State. Jim King's a senior for CSC. Jim's 6'6" tall out of Troy, Missouri. You've also got Quentin Blackburn. Blackburn is big man, 6'8" freshman out of Pacific, Missouri. And rounding it out, Gabe Cox. Gabe's a 6'1" senior from Winchester, Illinois, out of John Wood Community College. For the Benedictine Ravens and head coach Ryan Moody, his associate head coach John Peer, BC, a little bit of a change in the lineup and maybe some changes in the rotation as the afternoon wears on. You're going to find Preston Reynolds out there, 6'5" sophomore out of Leawood, Kansas. Ahmad Lewis out of Kansas City, Missouri, is a senior at 6'2". At 6'2", also a sophomore, Bryson LaRue from Lee Summit, Missouri. Out of Andover, Kansas, it's Braden Belt, a senior at 6'1". And in the middle for Benedictine, the Littleton, Colorado native, 6'8", junior, Gino Corridori. So all of that said and done, we're set to go and hope you enjoy it. The ball goes up the tip of the way. Culver's going to pull it down, and we are underway. Wildcats with the basketball in their traveling black uniforms, black jersey, black shorts, white lettering and trim. And the shot goes up and in. Ty Walters Whitaker. So Ty knocks it down. And Benedictine has their first possession of the basketball. They trail 3-0. Just underway. Here's Ahmad with it. Goes back door and throwing it down is Gino Corridor. We haven't seen that all year. Gino, right-handed windmill. And it is 3-2. Give an assist to Ahmad. Back out on top. Culver is starting very patiently on offense. Work to the outside, bring it back to the top, work it back to the wing. Now they'll drive baseline, and a little fall away long two is way off the mark, and the rebound is going to be allowed to carry him out of bounds, go back to Culver Stockton. But the shot clock goes back to 20 with 18:55 to play in the opening half. Benedictine in the home white uniforms, of course, with red and black lettering and trim. And now the officials are talking about, I think they're talking about the shot clock. They reset it. And now the officials did not hit the rim. Go back to 4, I think, is what they are looking for here. Yep. So shot clock is reset to 4. And it'll come in for Culver at their own baseline. 2 seconds, 1. Here's a running jumper. Hits the back of the rim. It's no good. And the rebound's going to be tipped out. And BC will control it down. Belt will pull down the basketball. And here come the Raven offense. BC left side. Gino in the corner. Pillaroo. LaRue kicks it over to the wing. Preston heads for the baseline. Drops the shoulder. Puts up a shot. Too strong. Hurry back. Culver Stockton. Happy December 2nd, everybody. First game of December 2023. 18:20 to go. Here in the first half. It's Lola's birthday, too. Happy birthday, Lola. Here's a driving shot, left-hand layup up too strong. Rebound, Benedictine. Ravens run, left side, LaRue. It is a 3-2 Wildcat lead, just 2 minutes into the game. Belt with the ball, skip pass down to the corner, comes back out of top Belt. There's no one around. He launches a three, but it won't fall in. And a rebound, CSC. Ravens have struggled with their perimeter shooting in the last, well, for the last little bit. Looking to get that cleared up today. Here's a feed into the middle and a two-handed stuff by Culver off the hands of Quentin Blackburn. It is 5-2 Wildcats. It's the 17.5 mark of the first half. Reynolds back to Lewis. Ahmad kicks it off on top to Bryson. LaRue fakes right, drives left, feeds in the middle of Preston. Reynolds backs in, rotates left-hand hook shot, missed it. Rebound, CSC. Culver, look away, up the floor, and that pass is just a little too far out in front. And it's going to get away, handled very nicely by Emma down at the north end. She's got things under control, working the end line. 17 minutes to play in the first half. BC with a basketball, trending at 5-2. Right side, LaRue 3. In and out. Rebound, out of play. They're going to say it's Raven basketball. I thought maybe Gina would touch it last, but the official down there says it was off Quentin Blackburn. And in the early moments of the ballgame, Benedictine finds himself shooting 25% from the floor. Here's Belt going for another three. There it is, Braden Belt. Belt hits the three, and Benedictine ties the game at 5. 16:50 to go in the first half. Culver to the left side. That's Fry with the basketball. Robert Fry the second, to be exact. Back out on top. Walters, Whitaker. Whitaker brings it to the right side. Back out on top. It's going to come the shot clock at 6. Shot clock at 5. Culver taking a world of time. Shot clock at 3. Now the acceleration into the lane. The hand goes up and the ball goes in from Fry. So for Culver, part of the game plan would apparently be take some time off the clock. These two teams, I started to talk about it at the onset of the ballgame, are already two of the best defensive clubs in the conference. Here's Preston trying to back in, loses the handle, and he's going to be fouled. They're saying he lost the handle because he got bumped. Now the guy being called for the foul, Jim King, says, yeah, I didn't bump him that hard. Culver Stockton and Benedictine, they love their defense. They're two of the top scoring defenses in the conference through 7 games. Wildcats holding their opponents to 71.1 a game, and BC holding their opponents to 72.3. And now Ravens are going to turn it over, and Culver Stockton's going to take it back the other way. 16 minutes to play in the first half, and BC will make a substitution on the floor for the Ravens for the first time in a long time. It's Hagen Hilgendorf. Shot from the outside, no good. And Hilgendorf is going to rebound this thing back down off the floor. Wildcats leading at 7-5. 15:40 to go in the opening half. Bryson LaRue with it in the middle of Preston. Feeds underneath to Hagen. He'll cross over and lay it up and in Hilgendorf from underneath. Game tied at 7. We're at 15.5 to go in the first half. As the visitors do, Culver Stockton's going from right to left across your dial here in the first half. CSC with the basketball, left side. Whitaker has it. Little one-handed push pass underneath. They'll go back door, and the ball's dislodged by Ahmad. He'll come up with a loose basketball. Benedictine will break it down the floor. Right side it goes. Preston Reynolds uses his body to block off the defender and lays it up and in. Preston Reynolds' first bucket of the day. And BC, rolling off 4 unanswered, is taking a lead at 9-7. Inside 15 to go in the first half. King with the basketball. Goes left wing. 3. Rims out. No good. Hilgendorf had the rebound and has it knocked out of his hand by Blackburn. Speaking of Blackburn, saw former Raven assistant coach Kyle Blackburn on the television earlier today as he's an assistant at Wisconsin now, his home state. 14:44 to go in the first half. And BC up the floor. Into the game now. Ezra Vigafa for the Ravens. Belt, right side, Reynolds throws it right into the hands of a defender. I think he was looking maybe for Hilgendorf, but didn't find him. And now on the other end, the driving layup is going to go up and in with one hand. and count that bucket for Culver Stockton and Nick Spanis. So Spanis will have his first points of the game. Spanis is a 6'6 junior from Decatur. 14 minutes to go in the first half. Outside, LaRue for three. What a shot! Bryson LaRue! And it is 12-9 Benedictine. 14 minutes to go in the half. CSC will back into the lane. Little one-hand push pass to the left side. Back into the corner. Pushes it off on top. Accelerating down the lane. Right-hand shot from about eight. It's going to be up and in for Fry, and he's got four. And the Raven lead is trimmed again to one at 13:40 to play in the half. Hilkendorf way out on top, coming up that high post. Matter of fact, he's further up than the high post, nearly midcourt. Goes LaRue on the left side. Tries to drive in. The defender slides in front of him, cuts him off there. Bunts back to Reynolds. Into the corner. Hilkendorf. Give the big guy a three. Well, how about that? Hilkendorf has come in, coming off an injury. He looks like he's well, and he's out there playing well. He's knocked in a quick 5 points, and the Ravens are going to put a couple of substitutions into the next dead ball opportunity. Gino Corridori is set to come into the game, and also coming in for the Ravens is going to be 5'8" senior Zach Schwinn. Here's a baseline shot from the left side, and it's good for three, and it's 15-14. These teams trading buckets back and forth. 12:45 to go in the half. Little hook pass for Hilkendorf is out of his reach from Vigafa. And the Ravens are going to bring Schwinn and Corridori in. And Culver Stockton is going to come into the game with Cole Schwartz. Cole Schwartz is a 6'3" junior from Payson, Illinois. 12.5 to go in the opening half. Culver with a basketball, and they trail Benedictine by a point at 15-14, and the Ravens have got two big guys out of the court. With Corridori and Hilkendorf, here's a baseline three from the left side that is going in, but that's going to be waved off as stepping back for that shot. Culver's Cole Schwartz is going to go out of bounds, and the Ravens are going to have it in from the backcourt. For Benedictine, Corridori and Hilkendorf with LaRue, Schwinn, and Zygoffa. 12:22 to go in the half. 15-14, Benedictine by one. The feed to the left side, that's going to be Gino. Out on top, LaRue. LaRue keeps the dribble alive, backs away. Now it's cut to the left side. Push it off on top, Hilkendorf. Feeds in the middle of Gino. Drops his shoulder, head fakes through his defender. Kicks it off the window, no good. We're going to have a foul on CSC. And a foul is going to be on Culver Stockton's Nick Spanis. And Nick is nodding. He says, yeah, you know, probably did that. So Spanis will have his first personal foul. And BC at the free throw line. Gino's shot is good. Took a minute, rolled a little bit, but it went in. It all counts the same. That will be point number three for Corridori this afternoon. Now Benedictine is going to bring Ahmad back into the game, and they'll give Bryson LaRue a little bit of rest as the Ravens using the bench here early on. Second free throw will not go in. 16-14 Benedictine. So BC by a pair as we're inside 12 to go in the opening half. The drive to the right side, looking in the middle, it's going to be Fry. No room there. Comes off on top. Whitaker. And the shot from the outside, no. Rebound, Ravens. Vigafa coming up with the board. And Amon is going to bring it up the floor for the Ravens. He'll take it down the left side. Go to Vigafa on the right in front of the Culver bench. One-hand push pass from Zach. Comes off on top. Ahmad starts left. Comes right. Feeds underneath. Gino has the ball ripped out of his hands. He's on the floor. And here comes Culver off the steal. Wildcats into the forecourt. Knifing down the right side. Running shot up, no. Offensive board underneath. And falling away, lobs it out on top. Wildcats are going to keep it alive. Over to the right side, falling away with a long two. In and out, no good. Rebound out of bounds, and I'm telling you what, Culver Stockton's playing hard out here right now. With no regard for safety and well-being, they are just throwing themselves to the air. They are hustling after the basketball. Coach Moody comes out and has a few words with Gino as he comes up the floor, and with 11:09 to go in the opening half, leading by two, Benedictine will bring the ball up court. Ezra Vigafa will bring it up out of Wellington, New Zealand. Ezra, little bounce pass right side. Schwinn feeds underneath. Hilgendorf wide, wide open. So give Hilgendorf the bucket. Give Schwinn the assist, and the Ravens now forge a four-point lead at 18-14. The feed will come to the right side to Spanis. He will turn and shoot and miss it, and the rebound is going to be cleared away by BC. Ahmad coming out with the basketball. Ezra into the forecourt, kicks it back over to the right side. Hilgendorf, he puts the ball down at his waist. He'll drive into the lane, backs across. Over goes again to Ezra on the left elbow. He will start to the free throw line, comes off on top. Hilgendorf, three is off the mark, and a rebound cleared away by Culver. Up the court with the basketball quickly is going to be Fry. He'll drive it all the way into the lane, dump it back on top where Whitaker's launching a three and misses, and a rebound underneath Gino. No foul call. Looked like it was a defender with a lot of contact, but no foul, and we are midway already through the opening half. Benedictine leading at 18-14, and the defensive numbers that we talked about and the low scoring that we anticipated seem to be coming true. Here's Schwinn putting up a three. It won't fall. Rebounding it down. Culver Stockton. 9:45 to go. First half. We're due, Joseph, for a media timeout at the next dead ball. Critical will have it on the left side. Kicks it out on top to Fry. He will go to the baseline. Just throws up kind of a prayer sort of a shot. Not very pretty and not very good. It comes back to BC off the defensive rebound. Right side, Schwinn. Head fakes the defender. Goes to the baseline. Kicks it across to the left side to Ahmad. Back on top. Back right side, Gino. Raymond's moving the ball briskly. This may be the best I've seen them move the ball this year. Now underneath Gino in traffic. Shot is up, not well taken. The defender, Quentin Blackburn, was right in his face. And Culver Stockton back up the floor with it with 9 minutes to go in the half. LaRue getting ready to come back in for Benedictine. We're also going to get Noah Simmons in for the first time. Here's a feed to the left side. Down to the left block. The shot in traffic is off the mark. No good. Hilgendorf rebounds it down. 8:45 to go. Two teams very overdue for the timeout. 18-14 Benedictine. And again, points are at a huge premium in this game. Neither team is going to score a lot. No one's probably getting to 70 here. Here's a running shot. Schwinn looked good, but just wouldn't quite fall. Culver back up court with it. Here comes Whitaker. Little behind-the-back dribble where he takes it to the top of the key, dumps it over to Schwartz, goes into the lane, falls away, shot up, no good, rebound Ravens, Hilgendorf, and Vigampa with 8:10 to go in the half, walks it up the floor, and still we're at 18-14. 8 minutes to go, first half. Left side, Schwinn, he'll go three, again, so close it doesn't go. And Zach's got the green light. He's frustrated because he can hit that shot. Driving in, the shot off the window is no good. And the rebound cleared away by Culver. Back the other way with it. Here comes Whitaker. Drives down right side. Shot is up. No. Follow shot. Yes. So the bucket is going to be up and good by Whitaker. 7:37 to go in the opening half. 18-16. Ravens out front. Gus at the low scoring business as Ahmad drives and shoots and scores. Ahmad Lewis, first bucket of the game. 20-16, Benedictine. 7:20 to go. And again, what you've got here are a couple of teams who don't give up many points. Every point is just absolutely huge. And the Ravens are going to come up with a steal, leading by four. Right side, Ezra lobs it out on top. Ahmad. Power move, goes in, draws a foul, and we're finally going to get our under 10 media.
You could tell both coaches were walking around, they were waiting, they didn't want to burn a timeout, and finally they get to the under 10 media.
Let's do it. Taking a break, Joseph, 7:03 to go in the opening half in the Nolan. Benedictine 20, Culver Stockton 16.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
to have you with us here in the No Limit Gymnasium this afternoon. Absolutely thrilling game one earlier with the Benedictine women taking a W in overtime with Culver Stockton. And this game is going to be close. You can feel it. You just know how these two teams play one another. And the Ravens riding a 12-game winning streak over the Wildcats. Coming into this one here this afternoon. So, a lot on the line. And for both of these teams, both clubs come in very, very hungry for a win. Ravens 1-3 in the heart. Culver is 1-2 in the heart. Benedictine is on a little bit of a cold stretch too, but Culver's even colder. Culver Stockton has hit one of their last 10 shots. Benedictine has hit one of their last 7 shots. So, you got that. Free throw by Ahmad, no good.
So what you're saying is neither team really lighting things up right now.
No, give it, yeah, there you go. Yeah, neither team's doing a whole lot, helping themselves get points on here. I prefer to think it's the defense, but I don't know. Ahmad Lewis will hit the second of two, and he will extend the Raven lead now to 21-16. Colbert, the ball up top. It's going to be Cox with it. Swings it over to the left side, working in front of the Raven bench. That's going to be Harris, and he is a new guy in the game. Carondas Harrison Anderson, to be exact.
We're going to get a foul as they start to drive into the lane. This one going to be against the Ravens. And what you got, 32?
Oh, okay. It's going to be Noah Simmons picking up the foul. Now, how about this? That's the first foul by BC today. We're at 6:40 to go in the half. I mean, that's kind of crazy. First foul this afternoon. Here's a drive into the lane. Now we're going to quickly get the second. It's going to be on Ahmad.
But you talk about this crew. It's a very veteran crew.
Oh, yeah.
They're just not going to call as much, right?
Yeah, they're going to let them play a little bit. They're going to let the athletes do what they do.
The one out here at midcourt.
One of my favorites.
The best ones in the conference.
No question. Free throw, it's going to be short. One more shot coming up here for Gabe Cox, the 6'1" senior from Winchester, Illinois. Second one, he put a little more on it, but not enough. So Gabe's going to miss them both. And up with it will come Benedictine. Ahmad Lewis into the forecourt. Reynolds, Lewis, LaRue, Belt, Simmons, the Benedictine five right now. Backing in, twisting, turning, can't get the shot away. Simmons will have it down to the right side. Ahmad swings it over to Braden. Belt pivoting with the left foot, looks into the middle, kicks it to Preston. Shot clock at 6. Preston backing in, one-hand hook shot, no. Rebound, gets his own. And now the ball is going to be stripped out of his hands. It's going to go out of bounds. They're going to say Preston Reynolds touches it last.
Preston did a great job right there. He knew he had missed the shot. He crashed hard, got the backside rebound, but he kind of got tied up right there along the baseline and turns it over.
Talking before the game to some of Preston's family who is here from St. Charles, Missouri. They say they listen to the Gear Radio broadcast of all the games. And so very kind of them to have some nice words.
Did you tell them we were in their neighborhood just a few weeks ago?
I did. I said we used to be in the neighborhood a lot. Here's a little pass in the lane. The shot is up, and the official's going to wave it off. Is the foul prior to the shot?
Head coach Dorian Hobbs not exactly thrilled with waving that shot off. He was looking for an and-one opportunity. Kaiser with a big win today, 56-14.
Noah Simmons came in the game a minute ago, quickly has 2 fouls, and he's trying to get a third one down there. He's banging around pretty hard with 5.5 to go in the opening half. So the Seahawks doing well. A little hook shot in the lane, rolls off, no good. That was missed by King, and Jim still with no points in the game. There have been very few points in the game by anybody. It's still 21-16. Culver is one of its last 11. Driving down the left side, it's going to be LaRue. Gets it to Preston. Reynolds pushes off, goes in, left hand, scores it. Preston Reynolds has his 4th point.
Nice job by Preston, working on the left side of the bucket. Goes up, hits that shot, and Ravens now push their lead out to 7.
Before that shot, BC was one of its last 8 shooting the basketball. So, again, I would rather think it's great defense than cold shooting right now. 4:44 to go in the opening half, and a little bumper behind it. Is that Noah Simmons getting number three?
Yeah, Noah Simmons right there just bodied up. And then here's the deal. Guy was backing him down a little bit, but then he kind of pushed back forward with his chest, and in doing so will pick up his third and also pick up a seat on the bench.
Okay, I'm going to give Noah a little old guy tip. When you pick up that third quick foul and you've been in the game for like 3 minutes, you don't just walk over to Coach, throw your hands in there and say, Coach, I didn't do it. I mean, that ain't going to help anything, okay? You're not going to get any points there.
Put your head down and just walk by and hope he doesn't see you.
Yep. Quentin Blackburn hits a shot on the inbound play, and the Ravens lead is cutting out of 23-18. 4.5 to go in the first half. The pass in the middle for Corey Dory was errant and taken away by Culver Stockton. The Wildcats giving an opportunity to make this a one-possession game. Bounce pass comes on top to Fry. Now it's going to be stolen away. Here's Preston, and it is up and in on the breakaway. Reynolds has six.
And now the inbound pass knocked out of bounds by Preston Reynolds. It'll come back to Culver Stockton.
Benedictine goes back up by 7 with 4 minutes to go in the first half. And Preston, who's been out there, I think, the entire game, is going to get to check out. And the Ravens are going to take a timeout. And Joseph, we're going to take a timeout. A lot of stuff happening here in the Nolan. 4 minutes to go in the opening half. The Benedictine Ravens lead Culver Stockton 25-18.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Both teams go on their respective benches, huddled up around their respective coaches with 4 minutes to go in the opening half. And Benedictine, who has led pretty much the entire game, certainly they've led since the 11:30 mark. When was the last time it was tied? And it was tied then at 7. 25-18 BC in front. Oh, yeah. It is, what do we call this? Is this like semifinals?
Quarterfinals,
yeah. Football. Look, give us a share of those scores. He's got the finger on the pulse of this national tournament for football. And we're going to have a foul up top side.
Don't get this wrong. I love Raven basketball. I had actually kind of crossed this one off, figuring that I was hoping we weren't going to have to watch Culver Stockton this week.
Jack Vanderwood, yeah, I mean you. Jack Vanderwood commits a foul for Benedictine. He's in the game. Backing in, Culver, the falling away shot. Oh, that was nicely done by Ty Walters Whitaker. He's got 7, leads Culver in scoring. It is 25-20, 3.5 to go in the half. BC down the court. Here's Ezra, into the lane, falls away, shoots and misses. Rebounds flapped around, and it's going to go back to Culver Stockton. Touch last for the Ravens, underneath by Gino Corridori.
You talk about Walker Whitaker.
Yeah.
It's like the second longest name in the conference behind Winter Waterhouse Brennan, you were wondering.
That's a lot of name. And here's the block on the other end. They call it straight up. I thought there was some contact, and now it's going to be out of bounds and Benedictine ball. Oh, wait, a foul?
Yep, we're going to get a push against Culver Stockton. I'm going to go against 22.
That's old Nick Spanis.
Ah, we need to add Nick.
So many guys, so many on that roster for Culver Stockton and head coach Hobbs.
Dorian threw a lot of darts at the board.
Oh, yeah.
He's looking for, like, 9 that will maybe hit.
Here we go. Ezra over to the right side, nearly travels, holds that pivot foot, cross court, top side. There's Hagen with it, back over again to Ezra, top side, LaRue, 9 on the shot clock. The Rouge starts left, stumbles, loses the handle, and throws it away. Back over the will come Cover. Coast to coast. The Euro step. No good, but a foul by Benedict, and that's on Preston.
Yeah, Preston Reynolds came in late, and they're going to get him for kind of his first foul. And for the Ravens, it'll be team foul number 6. Okay, this is the only game that doesn't reset, doesn't have quarters. Is it going to be kind of weird to adjust? Was it hard last night?
It was not at all. It was like second nature, man.
Was it a little refreshing, too?
Yeah, I liked it a lot. Gabe Cox missed his first 2 free throws of the game, but we'll put that one in.
Ahmad Lewis and Braden Belt will check back in for the Ravens. They're going to take out by Goffa and Vanderbilt.
Second free throw, hits the back, no good. Rebound, Hagen. So the ball pulled away by Hilgendorf and BC back up court. 2.5 to go in the half. The ball's going to be batted away. It's going to roll out of bounds. It'll be Benedict in basketball. Okay, I'm telling you right now, 65 wins today, maybe 60. I mean, we're talking two of the best defensive teams in the conference and playing one another.
Yeah, and Coach Moody's fine with that.
Yeah, 100%.
I think that's where he would have liked to be if you told him this before the game.
Yeah, I can't imagine anybody getting 70 today. Here's Braden Belt with it. He'll back in, takes a couple of steps, puts up a little jumper over the front of the rim and knocks it down. Belt with his 5th point today. 27-21 BC. 2 minutes to go in the half. Back around to the right side, headed for the baseline. No room underneath there for Harris Anderson. And now a little turnaround. It's going to be up and good. Karandis will get it.
Karandis got into the lane, gave a little bit of a shoulder budge, and then a nice little step-back jumper knocks it down and makes this a 4-point game.
Hilgendorf to LaRue in the lane, and his cross-court pass. I don't know where that was supposed to go, but it was not very close to, I think, Ahmad, the only guy near to whom he could have been throwing it, but it gets away, goes into the Stockton bench.
Is that like intentional grounding when you're looking around trying to figure out exactly who was that intended for?
Yeah. I mean, the good news is it goes out of bounds, but the bad news is intentional grounding, you get it back for another play. Here you don't. It goes back to Culver Stockton. Minute and a half to go in the half. Slipping and falling, but able to maintain his concentration. It's going to be Fry, who shakes his defender, and LaRue missed him. Fry puts it in. He shook LaRue, who just kept running to the baseline, came back and had the uncontested jump shot. Ravens by 2. 27-25. Minute 10 to go in the half. Belt comes right side. Hilgendorf, Belt, top of the key. Back over to the right side in front of the Culver bench. LaRue for 3. Nope. Rebound Culver, and Hilgendorf just absolutely blows up a guy. He was backpedaling for the rebound, and here's the thing. Oh, Gabe Cox is not that big. And he just kind of crashed through him.
Well, and you talk about Hagen, first game back, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sometimes it does take you just kind of a minute to get back in to the flow of things and get back into the touch of it. Hagen's going to check out of the ballgame, and back in will come Gino Corridori. Corridori will step in on the lower block on the left side.
Inside a minute to go in the half. Ben at the line for the 1-1. Front half is up and missing. Benedictson is going to rebound it down. So Cox is... Check this, man. He is 1 of 5 at the free throw line. Has 1 point today. That's no way to impress the coach, is it? 20% free throw. Here's Ahmad with the basketball. Benedictson has it. 15 on the shot clock. Half a minute to go. Now Ahmad's passed into the middle. The Ravens turning it over again. It feels like BC's turned it over a lot. And Ahmad gives it back. So Culver turns it over. Now Ahmad's on the floor, rolling around, trying to get a timeout. They're going to give it to him. And not what we call real pretty basketball. I'll tell you what, we're going to hang on to it right here and talk about these quarterfinal games.
Yeah, sure. Taking a look at games that happened in the football world today. It was Bethel, Tennessee, traveling down to Kaiser. And, well, for Bethel, we got to enjoy the palm trees. That was about it. Kaiser winning 56-14. Georgetown took care of Indiana Wesleyan today, 31-21. Maybe a little bit of a surprise up in Des Moines this afternoon as College of Idaho knocked off the Vikings of Grandview 31-17. And with about 9 minutes left in the ballgame, Northwestern leading St. Xavier 27-17. So teams that have moved on, Georgetown, Kaiser, College of Idaho. If it all holds true, I think that it would be Northwestern getting College of Idaho being the lowest seed, and then it'll be Georgetown going to Kaiser most likely next week.
I want to go to Kaiser.
I was going to say, if I'm Georgetown, I'm like, yeah, give me a trip to Kaiser. Not because I think I can win, because it's a beautiful view.
Yeah, because I'm not going up to Orange City, Iowa in the middle of December. Because that can be really bad.
Be
you've been there. Here we go. 15 on the shot clock, 20 on the game clock. Benedictine with the basketball, leading it by two. Looking for their best last shot of the half, and it goes up and in off the hands of Preston Reynolds, and he's had a great half. 8 for Preston. 4 seconds to go in the half. Accelerating down the floor. It's a shot off the window, no. Rebound, Ravens, and it's halftime. We'll return here to the Nolan Gymnasium and summarize the opening half for you. It's what we thought it would be. At the break, Ravens 29, Wildcats 25.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison, 711 Commercial Street.
Gymnasium, where we're just noticing and just looking across. Did you get time to look at the crowd? We're always watching the game, look at the crowd. Tremendous crowd on hand here this afternoon for the ladies' game. A thrilling overtime win for Coach Folsom and the BC women's team. And here at halftime, the BC guys up 4 at intermission. Great to see this kind of a turnout. And what else is great to see? It's always great to see a halftime lead, Gus.
Yeah, for the Ravens, you got a halftime lead. And you're also holding Culver Stockton to be on pace for 50 points, okay? You give up 25 points in 20 minutes of basketball. Nothing wrong with that. Taking a look at the scoring for both of these teams. First of all, for Culver Stockton, they were paced in scoring by Ty Walters-Whitaker with his 7 points. 6 for Robert Fry in the second. It was a 4-point first half for Quentin Blackburn. It was Nick Thanos coming off the bench with his 2 points, 2 for Karondis Harris-Anderson, and 1 for Gabe Cox. For Benedictine in the first half. Wow. 8 points for Preston Reynolds. 4 shots from the floor. It was Hagen Hildendorf. Big guy. Not one you exactly think to hit a 3, but he did on his route to 7 points. Brayden Belt added 5 in the first half. It was 3 for Ahmad Lewis, 3 for Bryson LaRue. Gino Corridori hit the conventional 3-point play in the first half. And for Benedictine, you start looking at the statistics a little bit. They shot 48% from the floor. They were 3 of 10, so still struggling a little bit from behind the arc. And that's something that just kind of maybe carried over from Fayette the other night.
Yeah, we're not seeing a ton of shots, though. You know, 25 shots and a half, that's not a fat number. But what we have seen from Benedictine is some great, great defense. They've forced some turnovers, and they've done a nice job rebounding the basketball. So
you know what they've done today is be a little more aggressive with the basketball, and you kind of see that in their points in the paint, right? They got 18 points in the paint, so again, kind of get into the middle and getting some better shots.
Ravens are being led in rebounds by Hagen Hilton to 5 rebounds. For Culver Stockton, Walters Whitaker leads him in scoring and in rebounding. So big guys in the middle are kind of dominating, but again, a very low scoring ball game. And both coaches are good with this. This is just absolutely following the script for the game today.
Because both of these coaches are going to go into the locker room here at half and talk to their team and say, Coach Moody's going to say, guys, we're ahead. And especially after the game at Culver, or the game at Central Methodist a couple nights ago. You could tell in the post game he just wasn't happy. Some nights things fall like that. Tonight, his team has bounced back. They've answered the call. They played much better here today. And he can tell the team we're leading. If you're Culver Stockton and your head coach Dorian Hobbs, you go, hey, guys, we might not have played our best basketball in the first half, but you know what we did? We're still within striking distance, right? You're right. Down only four. It's a two-possession game. You've held Benedictine to only 29 points in 20 minutes. So, again, I think Dorian Hobbs can go into the locker room in the second half and be happy with how his team played. So, again, probably pretty positive locker room going on right now.
Well, we're looking forward to bringing to the second half here on K Radio Live, and we'll be back and do just that right now with the intermission score here in the Nolan. The Benedictine Ravens 29, Culver Stockton 25. Back we go to our man Joseph in the Care Sports Studio. He's got you some fantastic December halftime.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison, 711 Commercial Street.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacement, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're always there to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 for an exciting afternoon of Benedictine Ravens basketball. We will be returning to Tom and Gus courtside in just a few minutes. I did want to take a quick look at that Care Country sports schedule, and we've got high school basketball on tap for you Tuesday. Tuesday, we will be covering the Atchison at Tonganoxie game. The game has got a 6 p.m. scheduled tip. However, for the girls' game, sometimes they run just a little bit late. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 7:30 to 8 o'clock. Then, on Thursday, tune in to Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Coming up on Friday night, we've got Donovan West at ACCHS. That game has got, a 6 p.m. tip. However, as these things go, do not be surprised if the game starts a little bit late for the girls' game against Donovan West and ACCHS. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 7:30 to 8. I'm going to take a real quick break and be back with the Heart of America scores in basketball as I have them.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
You thirsty?
I sure am.
Quench your thirst for an ice cold beer or beverage at High Voltage Bar and Dance in downtown Atchison.
We have the cheapest and coldest selection of liquor and brews to scratch that itch.
Enjoy two floors of music and entertainment.
Hit the dance floor to live music on weekends and line dancing and karaoke on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
It's electric at High Voltage. See you this afternoon or evening if you're feeling right from 4 p.m. to past midnight.
Must be 21 and over. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 711 Commercial Street.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference in women's basketball, we have some finals to report. It was Mount Mercy over Park, 84-47. Clark beat Baker, 92-65. And in the game that we had earlier right here at Hot Country 93.7, it was an overtime win for the Lady Ravens, 81-Culver Stockton's 79. At the start of the fourth, in Missouri Valley William Penn game in Marshall, Missouri, it is Missouri Valley leading 65-51. Peru State and Central Methodist are 2 minutes and 24 seconds from the fourth. It is Central Methodist leading 72-Peru State Ladies 38 in Fayette, Missouri. In men's scores, we've got some halftime scores to report. It is Clark trailing Baker 58-56. In the Park Mount Mercy game, Mount Mercy is leading Park 67-56. And in this game, we've got the Benedictine men's basketball team leading Culver Stockton men 29-25. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that Weather Eye forecast.
Did you know Community Banking Week is April 24th through the 28th? Union State Bank wants to recognize the value of community banks during this time. Community banks put local capital to work within the community, provide employment for local residents, and help invest locally through loans for houses, businesses, and agriculture. The Union State Bank team is proud to serve you as your local community bank. Come into any of their 8 branches and get a gourmet cookie and a small gift. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, NMLS number 654946. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Daytime highs approaching 41 this afternoon under cloudy skies. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Chance for mixed precipitation. Lows dip down to about 26. High of 45. Tomorrow, cloudy. Temperatures a bit above average Monday and Tuesday with highs in the upper 40s.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's 37 degrees out there. It feels like 34 with the wind out of the east at 5 miles per hour. Relative humidity 84%. The dew point 33 degrees Fahrenheit. And the barometric pressure is declining at 29.92 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom and Gus Kautz in just a moment.
Hi, and this is Carly with BNP Propane. At BNP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BNP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
Welcome back again to the Nolan Gymnasium, where we're getting set to go to the second half of this afternoon's men's college basketball game on Care. 29-25, the Ravens in front of their visitors from Canton, Missouri, the Culver-Stockton Wildcats. Welcome back, everybody. Many thanks to our man Joseph in the studio, handling halftime like a pro. Way to go, Joseph. Thank you. Appreciate you. Gus Kautz with me here, Tom Kautz. And, well, Gus, for the Ravens, a second half like the first to be probably just what Coach Moody wants right now.
Yeah, he would take that, right?
Sure.
He took a 4-point lead into the half, and right now you've got nobody really in much foul trouble. You've got a couple guys that have maybe two fouls, but nothing over the top, and you played a pretty clean first half. So again, replicate that, continue to do what you did in the first half, and some of that is getting into the lane and getting some big shots there.
All right, well, here we go to the second half. And order the possession, towards the basketball to the Ravens. We are back underway. Belt will go for the long three right out. It bounced three times off the rim and in. And if you're Culver, you got to be thinking, that's a bad sign. It's a great sign for the Ravens.
Yeah, you don't see that roll very often,
no,
right?
No.
So, 2 steps behind the arc, it hit off the front lip of the rim, then kicked off the back, and then just fell straight through. So,
little spin around for the left side. It's going to be too hard. Rebounding it down is going to be Corridori and Benedictine. Coming up court with the basketball, leading it by 7. It is, I think, without looking, their largest lead of the afternoon. BC up 32-25. Here's a 3. Geno! No. Too much to hope for, but the Ravens are going to tip it out, and Rice and LaRue will come down with a rebound. Ravens are going to keep the ball alive. Topside with it is Ahmad Lewis. The rocket underneath. Geno goes up. Now, you see, you got to finish that shot, okay? Gino's a big, strong guy. The defender, he gotten off his feet, that Geno goes up into him to draw that defensive foul, but you really need to make this a plus one.
Yeah, especially when the contact, you're the one who initiated it, right? Like, I mean, you had plenty of time to make that shot. Again, you just like to see him lean into that and hit it.
So Geno coming to the free throw, and he's 1 of 2 today at the line, and make it 1 of 3 because that one was not particularly close. That foul, by the way, if you're keeping your book at home, is going to be on Jim King. It is his second in the first foul of the second half by either team. Free throw coming up here. Second one for Corridori. He'll get that one. And he stays a 500 free throw shooter. 33-25 Benedictine. We're a minute in. Second half. That's a lot. That's a pretty high scoring first minute now that I think about it. Pass comes out on top for Covert in the lane, falling away. That shot doesn't go in, and Preston, wow, he got upstairs to sweep that board down. Here comes LaRue, right side, Reynolds top side. The 6'5" sophomore puts up the shot, won't get it. And a rebound cleared away by Culver Stockton. King pulls it down, up the floor, Fry. Feet to the right block, little sky hook, no. Corridori boards it down, and back the other way comes Benedictine. What these teams have done, it feels like to me, has stepped up the tempo a little bit. This game's a little faster maybe than it was early on. Belt will have it on the left side. Swings it over. Reynolds for 3. Rebounding it down. and bringing it up the floor is going to be Fry. He'll go coast to coast. Now feed it over to the block, and there's a foul. Nothing called. Baseline uncontested three. Boom.
That was a deep corner three right there for Culver Stockton, and that was Robert Fry the second knocking down a three.
17:30 to go. We're an eighth of the way through the second half. I think in fractions sometimes. 33-28, Benedictson. Here's Belt with it. Ravens are looking for him to get hot. They're looking for 70 to get hot from the outside. Coach has made a few adjustments to the lineup, looking for that hot hand. Here's a follow-away shot by Corey Dory that's good. He had three in the first half. He's already got three in the second half. We're at 17-17 to go in the game. 35-28 BC. Out on top, Gabe. Cox will swing it left side to Harris Anderson. And way before that shot, we've got a foul on Ahmad. Ahmad's second foul of the ball game. And for Benedictson, Day and Culver Stockton, each with one team foul in the second half. 17 minutes to play. Inbound it comes in. Because there's that Nick Spanis, the late addition to the roster. He's a pretty good player, deep in the left corner. Now the ball stolen by Ahmad. He just picked Robert Fry's pocket, and the Ravens are going to bring it back into the forecourt. 16 and a half to go in the ball game. Benedictson with the ball by seven.
Don't be surprised when Robert Fry makes the or commits the foul right here.
Is he frustrated?
A little bit.
A little mad.
He,
a little angry.
He and Ahmad had some words coming up the floor, and you could just tell he kind of amped it into another.
Not level. Happy holidays words, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, driving into the lane down the right side. LaRue goes up with a shot, draws the foul. He flops to the floor, but springs back up, and he's okay. The foul on Ty Walters-Whitaker. Ty's got foul number one, team foul two of the second half. You put them on the ground, you don't know where they're going to go. Free throw, good by Bryson. So Bryson LaRue collects his fourth point on the afternoon, and Benedictine has his largest lead of the game with 16 and a half to go. Now we're going to get Hagen back into the game. So Hagen Hilgendorf will return, and Corey Dory will come off.
Do you
One
like,
more shot here.
Do you like the new unis for Culver?
You know, I don't mind
cat,
them.
With the old pat on the side?
Yeah, I don't mind them at all. I kind of like the logo. Second free throw is good, 37-28. Tell you what I really like. I really like the black uniform, white number. Very legible. Much better than the girls' number. On the other end, here's a Preston layup.
It may be the best Culver Stockton uniform on campus.
Yeah.
I mean,
no question. Much better than the football uniform. Here's acceleration to the right side. The dish across the lane. The little layup is swept up and in. And as Deglin, as Quentin Blackburn hits the bucket, Culver's going to take a timeout. Let's do it, Joseph. Taking a break. Down to the 16-minute mark to go in the ball game. Ravens 39, Wildcats 30.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Coming out of the timeout, here comes Benedictine up the floor, and it's Ezra Vigafa for BC. His skip pass over to the left, mishandled by Belt, but the ball caroms right back to Ezra, so a break for BC. The feed to the left. Preston accelerates, goes in, shot up, no good. Reynolds gets knocked hard to the floor, and he's still laying on the turf on the other end as the layup down court is good by Spanis. And just making sure, most importantly, that Preston is okay. He seems to be all right. It's 39-32. And now on the upcourt play, we have a defensive foul on Robert Fry. Robert picking up his first foul of the afternoon. 15 and a half to go in the game. And Benedictine will make a change to the lineup. Checking in for BC is going to be the senior out of Leavenworth. I thought maybe Easton, but they're going with Leavenworth. That's going to be Zach Schwinn out there.
Leavenworth County?
For sure that. The pride of MHMA. Benedictin top side of the ball. Their lead trimmed to 7. Ezra has it on top. Skips it over to the left side. Hilgendorf tries to go into the lane. No room. Schwinn shakes the defender. 3. Oh, won't roll in. He has been so close on a couple of shots already this afternoon.
He had that thing lined up. Just couldn't get its ball.
He did. Here's a baseline shot missing. And a rebound, Preston. Reynolds gets it away to Schwinn. Outlets it to LaRue. Bryson, very smart, slows it up. Lets the team join him. Does not just wildly attack the basket. You be patient. You enjoy the lead. You let the clock run. You keep it adding to your advantage. 14 and a half to go. Benedictine out on top. Here's Schwinn again. There it is! Zach Schwinn for 3.
Zach talking to himself all the way down the court. He felt really good about that one. Knocked it through his first bucket of the game, and the Ravens now push that lead up to double figures. It's 42-32.
14-14 to go. Spinning into the lane. The little shot from the right side. It's going to be high up off the window and good. And Gabe Cox, 1 point in the first half now, has 3 today. Ravens lead trimmed to 8 with 14 minutes to go. We've had an offensive explosion here in the second half compared to what we had in the first. 3-point shot for LaRue. That's not going to be very good. Wide to the left side, and the ball picked up by Culver. They'll race it up the floor. Outlet left side to Schwartz. Schwartz to Cox. Right side, it'll go to Fry. The drive right side. The shot off the window. No! Preston with a rebound. So, Gus, Culver Stockton not only has the 2 longest hyphenated surnames in the conference, but they also have Fry and Cox, 2 three-letter names. So they cover the gambit that way. 13:20 to go. Here's a drive right. Schwinn is run into, and I think that's Spanish. Oh, they're not going to give it to Spanish. They're going to go with Gabe. Gabe Cox first, team foul 4 in the second half. And for Benedictine, Belt comes back in. Also, Ahmad Lewis returns to the floor. They're going to be out there with Schwinn, Corridori, and I guess they're going to have Hilgendorf. So the Ravens are going to go with the 2 big guys again, with Corridori and Hilgendorf in the game simultaneously. 13-13 to play. Belt goes in, feeds underneath. Corridori jukes his defender, goes up and in. Gino makes it 44-34, and we're inside 13 to play. Quickly to the left side. CSC with a basketball. Out on top, Spanos. 17-foot shot. Got the shooter's roll. That was well done by Nick Spanos. He's got a half dozen today. 44-36. Culver not going to just fold this thing up with 12 and a half to go. BC skip past right side, Belt. Off on top it comes. And Hilgendorf skip pass is stolen. Culver is going to take it the other way. Quickly down the left side, the dish into the corner. The hook pass underneath. Spanish shot is batted. And probably that Belt on the foul. No. It's going to be on Gino. So Corridori will have foul number 1. Benedictine team foul 2. Coach Moody calls Braden Belt over, having a little word with the senior, making sure he's good to go, as Nick Spanos will have his first free throw this afternoon. Nick will put it a little bit short. Oh, you knew that was going to go, right? You just knew what was coming there.
He's lucky he even drew any net right there.
He didn't.
As short as it was.
Didn't get any iron, but didn't hit the bottom of the net as it shot underneath. The second one misses also, and the Ravens are going to rebound down the ball with 12-12 left.
You don't think Coach Peer isn't making a mental note that late in the game, if you need to foul somebody, that's the player you're looking at?
See that left-handed, one-handed save right there? I want you to make a note of that. 12 minutes to go in the game as the Ravens back on offense. Zach will cut in. Changed hands, goes up, the ball's loose, and it's on the floor, and where's it at? Who's going to have it? There's bodies everywhere. Ravens are trying to call a timeout, and they're going to give it to them. Here we go. Taking a break, Joseph, at 11:50 to play. Getting a little dicey. Ravens 44, Wildcats 36.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
In the Nola Gymnasium. Happy to have you with us on Care Radio this afternoon with 11:52 to go in the game. It is 44-36, Ravens in front. Lady Ravens with a just fantastic win in OT in game one this afternoon. In a minute, I may try to distract everybody and steal a nugget and a french fry, though. I don't know. See how that goes. I have a finger bitten off.
Probably.
Could happen.
Talk about the second half shooting for the Ravens. They're holding about steady at 47% for Culver Stockton. They've upped it a little bit, all the way up to 42%. Free throws are an issue right now for Culver Stockton, though, 1 of 7.
Here's a baseline shot by Bell. It's well off the mark, and a rebound back to Culver Stockton.
That time, Bell was fading to the left. The shot faded to the right, and when it was all said and done, it'll be a turnover for the Ravens.
Gabe Cox has the ball, goes in, and Gino climbs the ladder to reject that shot. And it's going to go out of bounds. And in all of that, and in all that melee and all that contact, no fouls called. Again, we talked about earlier, this crew's not into a lot of foul calling. But as I say that, on the inbound, we will have a foul on Zach. No, it's going to be on 21. It's not on 12. It's going to be on Belch. So Belt picks up the personal foul. We're at 11.5 to go in the game, 44-36. How's the Michigan playing now? Michigan, Iowa, is that on now?
It's a 7 o'clock game. Alabama and Georgia should be the 2:30 game.
Okay, here's a turnaround shot in the lane, way, way short. Now it's going to be knocked out of Hilgendorf's hands and out of bounds to Benedictine.
What was it? The Texas-Oklahoma State game was a runaway freight train.
Jacob McGee is in the game for the first time, by the way. Jacob is a 6'5 junior from Centerton, Arkansas. Here's a little running shot up by Ahmad, and he doesn't get it, and then he commits a foul, and Ahmad's pretty frustrated out there. He gets his third foul. Okay, tell me about that game.
It was
the
like,
Texas game.
Was it like 50-14 when I left in the fourth quarter?
I take it Oklahoma State was not in front.
Yeah, they were not.
Okay.
So Texas was trying to put up a bunch of style points to try to get their ticket and invitation.
They're going to need some style points, right? Yeah. 11-11 to play. 44-36, Benedictine. Culver Stockton coming up the floor, getting possession of the ball after that Ahmad Lewis foul. Here's a feed underneath, stolen by Braden Belt. And back the other way, but will come Benedictine. Belt goes right side. Preston out on top. Ezra dumps it over to Bryson. LaRue works to the edge. Feeds it down low to Reynolds off the left block. Backs in, has a slap out of his hand, goes, retrieves it, kicks it over to Belt. Goes up, shot blocked, follow Preston, missed it. They've still not hit iron. 8 on the shot clock, and now the ball's thrown into the stand, into the Benedictine bench.
Really good job there by the scores table, realizing that ball never drew iron, so you're not resetting it. Yeah, Texas wins today over Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State scored in the fourth quarter, made it 49-21, and right now it's Georgia leading Alabama 7-3 with 2 minutes left in the first quarter.
By the way, I got to give props to Larry Parker III, the guy who fielded that ball on the Benedictine bench down there, and the Ravens coming up with another steal. Here comes LaRue, in, up, spinning, shooting, scoring, Bryson LaRue.
Dorian Hobbs kind of throws his head up, looks at his assistant. His assistant points at the scoreboard and says, hey, we're about to get the under 10 at the next dead ball.
Do you realize that is the first point in 3 minutes for either team?
Yeah.
Oh, they were calling it a minute ago, 2:23, but I had closer to 3 minutes. 10:14 to play, and still, you don't get that TO quite yet. It's Robert Fry coming back in. Fry's in, Gabe Cox out.
Robert Fry, a junior out of Indianapolis.
Coming in down at the baseline, and the officials trying to decide where it comes in. In a high school game last night, I don't think the officials had quite figured out. They were still spotting the ball on the sideline where it was to be inbounded at. Sometimes in front of the scorer's table, sometimes below the bench, sometimes on the bench. So they hadn't quite covered that yet. Here's a little underhand shot that was a valiant effort, but was badly destined by Quentin Blackburn. And the Ravens into the front court, and we are inside 10. Patted away from LaRue. Recovers it, brings it out on top to Preston. Reynolds jumps it over to the left side to Vigoffa. He goes down, kind of pushes off with a free hand and scores it. Vigoffa got his first point today with 9.5 to go.
Yeah, and Vigoffa is a guy that the Ravens rely on to get some more points than that. So, again, Ravens are going to have to look for him to score a little more. Coming into the ballgame, averaging right at 6.
Turnaround shot is up and good. The bucket by Walters Whitaker with 9:20 to go in the game. Makes it 48-38. So the Ravens' 12-point lead trimmed to 10. And Ezra brings it up. BC going from right to left here in the second half. Topside belt. He'll start to the right. Vigoffa on top. Goes into the lane. Little bunny hop. Falls away. Close to a travel as you're ever going to have without traveling. And Ravens are going to recover the ball. Coach Booty's on his feet saying, hold it up, guys. Let's hold it up. Slow down just a little bit, man.
Reset the offense a little bit, right?
Yeah. Here's a baseline shot for 3. Won't go for Vigoffa, and Benedictson. Dino commits a foul on that rebound, and we're going to get our TO. Taking a break, Joseph, at 8:39 to go in the game. It's Benedictson 48. And a Culver Stockton 38.
Watch closely. Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a buck menu. Just buy an item from our BOGO menu and ta-da, a second Taco John's favorite for just a buck. Now that's magic. Try the new BOGO for a buck menu at your nearest Taco John's. Ready for some feastivities? Fill up on holiday cheer at Taco John's. For the 28th year, Nachos Navidad is back with seasoned beef, nacho cheese, and festive red and green tortilla chips. Tis Nachos Navidad season, only at Taco John's.
Eight and a half minutes to go in this men's college basketball game this afternoon on Care Radio. Good to have you with us. All kinds of contests going on around the Heart of America Athletic Conference this afternoon. I'm not sure that I'm good enough to be able to pull up those scores I had for the ladies' games earlier. See if we can get it for the guys' games here. Let's go there and there. Taking the time huddled up. No hurry to get this thing underway. Crowd has stuck around today. They've done just a great job. It's so good to see the turnout that Benedictson has had today. Here we go. Looks like Baker has already won today. They defeated Clark up in Dubuque, 79-69. Mount Mercy, with 3 minutes to go, leads Clark, 85-72. The other two games, Penn at Valley and Peru at Central Methodist, are both 4 o'clock starts, so we don't have any updates on the scoring for them quite yet. And Benedictine here leading it by 10. Culver with a basketball around to the right side. I guess 10 is not enough yet. Even with 8 minutes to go, there's still plenty of time for the Wildcats to get on a little scoring surge. It's bucket step out of bounds. Man, how often do you see that? We talk about it all the time. As a shooter, aren't you always thinking about where's that sideline at?
Yeah, but you've got to have a good feel for where that sideline is at all times. And that time, bucket steps out of bounds and a turnover.
Cole Schwartz steps on the sideline, and the Ravens are going to be putting it to play in the backcourt. I would anticipate Benedictine also, you know, getting, as if they weren't patient to begin with, getting very patient with their possessions, being Very, very clock savvy here as we're down to 8 minutes to go. We're leading by 10. BC Ezra kind of reaches out with the free hand and holds back his defender, goes on top, Belt goes three and gets it. For the Ravens, seeing Belt hit a couple of threes today, it's going to be a good feel because he's been a while having any. So Belt pushes the Raven lead to 51-38. And now for Culver Stockton, the intensity's got to step up, and we're going to get a steal by LaRue. Culver coming into the game today at 3-4 and 1-2 in the conference. Out on top, LaRue back over to the left side, Hilgendorf. Hagen kicks it down to Preston. Preston across the lane with 9 on the shot clock, gets it out to Belt. He'll go 3, and this one does not go down. Boarded down for Culver Stockton by Quentin Blackburn. Here come the Wildcats. Coast to coast, finger roll. That was a pretty play. Just didn't finish. Walters Whitaker had the right idea. Kev cut into the lane and knifed right to the goal, but the underhand shot fell away.
Looking over here at the near sideline, I think Coach Moody has the right idea. He tells his guys, slow it up a little bit.
6:51 to play. The shot goes up. But it goes in. That Hilgendorf knocking one down for Benedictine. How about that, huh? So, Ravens now lead 53-38.
For Hagen Hilgendorf coming back, he now is knocking on the door at double figures. 9 points this afternoon. Now, shot in the middle. It's up, it's good, and we're going to get a foul. This time, in the middle of the lane, you had Carondis Harris. As he hits the shot, he's going to be fouled, and I believe it's going to be Vigalpa's first foul. So, yes, foul against Vigalpa will be his first. For the Ravens, it'll be team 7, and it'll bring Culver to the line looking for the conventional three-point play.
Free throws in. So, that will be his fifth point of the afternoon. 53-41. See that three-point play, boy? It'll get you back into a ball game pretty quickly. Now only a 12-point Raven advantage.
Coach Moody's going to be exhausted by the end of this game. He is out here telling guys exactly where to be on the floor. Now we're going to get a whistle and a foul. As Culver Stockton reaching in, playing really tight defense. Is that Walters Whitaker? Yeah, so Walters Whitaker will pick up the foul. Going to be his second, and the Ravens will have it back in front of their bench with 20 on their shot clock.
Coach Moody spins around, and he's going to have Ahmad quickly at the scorer's table. 6 minutes to play. As if you don't think that this game is important to this Raven team, just look how hard Coach is working. You talked about it a moment ago. Now backing in, trying to get the shot away. President Reynolds is not going to get it to go in, but he is going to draw the foul and come to the free throw line. 5:50 to play this afternoon. And that whistle is going to be on to Harris Anderson. It'll be his second. No, it'll be his first today. Here's Narondas Harris Anderson.
Vigalpa is going to check out. Ahmad Lewis back into the ballgame for the Ravens. One more free throw coming the way of Preston Reynolds.
Yep, Preston hits the first one. That was his first free throw opportunity of the day. Knocks it down, puts this one up, drains a boat. He's got a dozen. And Benedictine pushes the lead back to 55-41 now. 55-41 with 5:40 to go. Into the lane, falling away. Is it a travel? Is it a foul?
Full foul.
They did. As quickly as that. Just getting in the game, and Ahmad picks up number 4. Literally, Ahmad Lewis not in the game for 5 seconds. Picks up foul number 4.
Coach Pierce turns around.
Got to get back up here. Ahmad's right back out. You got to, Ezra, get back here.
Yeah, Ezra's down there enjoying water, and he looks up as Coach Pierce hollering at him. Quickly races back into the ball game. I don't even think he got to finish that cup of water.
No. Half a cup went in the dumpster, and he's looking around going, who am I even covering, man? I had to get out here so fast. Second free throw is going to be good as well. So Prime will miss the first and hit the second. And here comes Benedictine. 5.5 to go in the game. Ravens lead by 13, 55-42. And we're going to get a foul over on the left wing.
Jordan Hobbs is really not happy with how this ball game is being played or being officiated, right? He's over here. And that was, I think, a reach in, but it was pretty, you know, borderline. I'm telling you, Hobbs has not been happy with much this afternoon.
Gabe Cox will pick up his second foul. And back at the free throw line is going to be Ezra. First free throw of the day for Ezra Vigalpa. Yeah, it'll rattle around, but it'll go in. And Ezra has his third point today.
This is real basketball with the one-on-one, okay?
Yeah.
Throwing that out.
Absolutely. That is team foul seven for the Wildcats. Second free throw rolls out. No good. 56-42, Benedictine. CSC quickly down the floor with it, and Fry tries to play off the screen. Goes into the lane, pulls up, and no. Rebound on the floor, gets his own board, goes back up. What a great hustle play by Robert Fry to get that up between a couple of Raven defenders.
Yeah, Robert Fry did a great job of not giving up on that play and then orcing one up, able to knock it in and bring it back to only a 12-point Raven lead with just under five to play.
Vigalpa out in the center circle, loses his dribble for a moment, able to pick it back up. Little crossovers, works his way to the right side, and the Ravens are spreading this thing way out. Now Ezra into the lane, dumps it to the edge. Hilgendorf, he can hit that, and he does. He's about as good as shooting big guys you're going to find. Hilgendorf hits his second three of the game. And now Hagen comes up with a steal on the other end of the floor. 59-44, and with 4:20 to go, Gus Benedictine's in a pretty good spot right now, 15 points up. You don't get any chickens before they're hatched, but maybe a little less anxiety. Here's a back door for Preston, and it doesn't finish. Back the other way, the driving shot misses, and rebounding it back down. Culver going up with a shot, and an offensive foul as Ezra goes down hard.
And that time his ball went to the low block. He spun around with an elbow up, and we're going to probably go to the monitor and look at this.
I don't know.
Yeah, see, he said roll it back. Let's see if he extended the elbow.
They're going to take a timeout. Let's do it, Joseph. We're going to take a break while they review that play, and I'm going to tell you I don't think that he did anything intentional there. 4 minutes to go in the game. Timeout of the floor, Benedictine 59, Culver Stockton 44.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Ravens with the lead, and 4 minutes to play in this afternoon's second game. Happy to have you along with us, everybody. Joseph, producing and engineering and doing all kinds of other stuff. You just don't even know. I mean, so much stuff. Can't even list it all. Joseph, thank you so much. Gus Counts with me here in the Nolan Gymnasium. Tom Counts and Raven fans. Gus, they're maybe a little less electric than they were earlier, but they're all sticking around because they want to sit here and get to enjoy this Raven W this afternoon.
Are they going to call? I think they're going to call him for the elbow.
Are they really? You don't ever see it. I mean, you see him look, but I don't know that I remember the last time they actually called that flagrant kind of a foul. So you're going to. Ezra's coming to the free throw line. Now, here's what Ezra's going to have. He's going to have a black eye tomorrow to show off. See, he's kind of squinting with that left eye a little bit. He's going to have a shiner. So Ezra's coming to the free throw line here and doesn't capitalize. He is one of three at the line. Got one more shot coming.
Ezra, only a 60% free throw shooter, so that's pretty low for a
car. Now, that's got him with two of four. So that's got him at 50 for the day. So, but here's the thing. Benedictine, 8 of 12 at the free throw line, 67%. But Cooper Stockton hasn't helped himself. 3 of 10. Anytime you go 30% at the free throw line, you know, you're just not helping yourself. BC will have the ball in play for the backcourt. The look away pass over to Belt. Lobs it back out on top to Preston. And the shot clock at 18. And BC's going to take another 10 or 12 off of that. Here's Reynolds. Kicks it over. Well, Bryson says, I'll shoot that shot. And it won't go in. And a rebound Spanish. Here it comes to the other end. On the floor one time. Big man underneath. Head fake. Draws the foul. It's going to be on LaRue.
It didn't really matter who it was going to be on, right?
Yeah.
Whether it was going to be on LaRue or it was going to be on Belt. Either one, it was going to be their first foul. And for the team, it would be foul 9. But in the act shooting, that'll bring Culver Stockton to the free throw line. And it's going to be, what, Karanda Terrace Anderson on the season? Oh, knocks that one in on the season. He is now 9 of 10. I can do that, man.
Yeah, pretty good. Well, he's 1 of 1 today, now 2 okay. of 2 today. So you can even add to that a little bit.
So what, 10 of 11 now this season
yeah.
from the free throw line?
That's adequate. You'll take that. One more is up, and, I mean, the net hardly moves. You hear no noise. It just kind of disappears through the bottom of the hoop as he knocks them both down. 60 to 46 BC, and the Ravens, again, are going to utilize some time on the clock. Here's Preston Reynolds. Gets it out on top to Ezra. Ezra shoots off the window, missed it, and a rebound pulled away by Harris Anderson. Culver flies down the floor. Gabe has it. Comes off on top. Walters Whitaker. 3 minutes to play. Left side shot blocked from behind, and that's because Hagan reached over the back, kind of got him with the arm a little bit, and he's going to put Nick Spanish at the free throw line.
Hagan picks up only his second foul to go along with 12 points this afternoon, so so nice to be able to get him back and get him integrated back into this offense.
Here's the thing with Hilgendorf. It's not just inside points. He's hit a couple of threes today, 2 out of 3 3-point shooting, 5 out of 6 in the middle. If you have 5 out of 6 and 2 out of 3 from outside, that's okay.
So let's talk about Hagan a little bit, okay? You stand him next to Gino, they're different players.
Totally.
Hagan's more of like a 3, and Gino's more like a 4, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're both 6'9", but Gino is 6'9", 260 pounds, and what, Hagan is 6'9", 200 pounds?
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's just tall but very slim.
2:45 to play. Ravens with the ball leading it by 13. I may have underestimated. I said it was going to take 65 to win. But
might have only taken 55 today.
Yeah, I don't think it'll get. Still don't think it'll get to 70. Three-pointer. I'm on. He had 3 in the first half on a field goal and a free throw. First point to the second half. Here's a 3 on the other end. Misses, and Hilgendorf rebounds it down.
He just traveled, too. Did you see that?
Yeah. Here's what also Hilgendorf is. He's pretty fast. For a guy at his height and length, you know, he's pretty quick down the floor. But you see, he's still wearing a big bandage on that thumb. That's what's had him sidelined for so long. And it's still bundled up a lot.
That's what I mean. I think I just look at Hagan as, instead of being a
what's
big
that? Give a little support to that noggin there. That's just hurts. There you go.
That's the thing about Hagan, though. I look at him less as a big and more as an off guard.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, he could, like you told him, a 3. He could easily be a 3. Free throws up for Preston Reynolds coming up short. That was a 1-1, the last 1-1. Here's a turnaround shot. It's going to be up no good. Rebound underneath. It's going to go up and in for Spanos. Nick Spanos is having a nice game and a really big second half, 63-49 at BC. And again, LaRue doubled up on top, is able to get the ball away to Ahmad, and they're able to catch him and commit the foul. It'll be on Karandis Harris Anderson. Here's the thing, nobody, a lot of guys for Culver Stockton have 2, but only one guy has three fouls for a covert.
Has Ahmad attempted a free throw today?
Free throws up are good. Ahmad, let me look. Yeah, he's one of two.
Yeah.
And now he is two of three at the free throw line.
Seven of eight coming into the ball game today.
In his spot on the floor, you'd think he would get more free throws, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but Ahmad's a little more of that shooter, right? He's not really a guy who's going to mix it up inside too much.
Here's a really long three. Look, a bunch of points, and there it is by Bobby Bryan. We're taking a timeout with Culver Stockton. We're now 1 minute and a half to go in the ball game, and off that three-point shot, we get a timeout where the score is now Benedictine 64, Culver Stockton 52.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Saturday it is, and for Benedictine and Raven basketball fans, it's going to be a very good Saturday here on the 2nd of December. BC is about ready to take its second dub here in the conference this afternoon at the expense of Culver Stockton. Lady Ravens winning it in overtime in Game 1. And all of this, and birthday cake for Lola, too. So it's a pretty good day.
Hey, 15 years ago today,
yeah,
we were right here in this gymnasium with Baker.
Is that right? See, I would have had to have looked. I would have remembered against whom or any of that. Now the Ravens are going to get fouled in the backcourt. And we will go to the other side. They're going to give that one to Gabe, and it'll be his, what, third foul today?
If there's a guy you don't want to foul, it's Bryson LaRue, and instead it's going to be Preston Reynolds. Reynolds, 60% free throw shooter. Okay, that looks easy. But he gets to the line a lot, okay? He is 27 of 45 coming into today's game. 45 free throws. The next closest only has 23, and that is LaRue.
Three out of four today, and now four out of five. So I don't know what the percentage normally is, but it's 80% today with a minute 15 to play. And Ravens back up 66 to 452. 15-foot turnaround. Nope. Rebound, Preston. And where's this foul coming from?
It's going to be in the backcourt again. Who is that going to be on? 20, Carondis Harris-Anderson.
Okay, I'm going to talk about Preston. I've liked watching Preston play ball since last year when he was a freshman. Okay. But he's kind of a tweener guy, all right? At 6'5", he can run the floor, he handles the ball, and he kind of plays it like a guard. But at 6'5", you can't really use him as a guard. Here, there are schools that could, but Benedictine won't be one of those schools. And you're gonna move him down to – is that really maybe even almost out of position for him to play that 3-4 like he's playing?
Yeah.
Second free throw won't go in either. Still 66-52.
Preston also, right, was a really touted quarterback out of high school.
Here's a reach in and a foul by Benedictine. Anthony Hall is going to pick up his first. Yeah. I mean, again, look at him. He's an athlete. All right. You can play any sport. Coming to the free throw line for Culver Stockton and Spanos. He's one of two at the line this afternoon. Got two coming here. That one's in.
Late in the ball game, Ravens needing some free throw shooters on the floor. They're going to do just that. They're going to bring into the ball game now Braden Belt. Braden, an 85% free throw shooter on the season. So
taking his time, Spanos, second shot. Yep, he'll get them both.
Now we're going to get a timeout with Coach Moody.
Let's do it. Taking a break by the Ravens. We're inside a minute to play. Winding down a Raven W. It's BC 66, Culver Stockton 54.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Good to have you along here on Care Radio this afternoon. Inside a minute to play, 66-54, BC in front. And for the Ravens, just see who all goes out there today. It is going to be Hagen Hilgendorf and Bryson LaRue's out there. You got Amon Lewis. Preston Reynolds puts it in play, and it's going to be batted away and knocked out of bounds. And, oh, yeah, you got Braden Belt. He's cleared down to the forecourt. I kind of lost him. He was way down in the forecourt, down on the right side.
Catch all this, too?
A little static?
Yeah.
First time I've heard it today. Don't know why I'm hearing it, but I'm hearing it. There. I'll move that. That sounds better. I don't know if Joseph could hear it, but we could, so. It's better. 50 seconds left. Preston will bring it into the forecourt, and there's the reach, and there's the foul. And it is going to be another whistle on Gabe, and that'll be his fourth. So now there is a Culver player in jeopardy of fouling out. Free throw is up. No. We were just saying such nice things about Preston shooting free throws. He hits 4 out of 5, and now he's missed 3 in a row. So.
Isn't that how that works?
Yeah. Missed 3 in a row, and 4 of his last 6 he's missed. And this one is perfect. So there you go. Who knows? 67-54. Look at Hilgendorf play defense. See how fast he flashed up there? Here's a feed right side. Shot off, and we're going to get a BC foul. That on Bryson.
Yeah, Bryson went flying into the corner to block a 3, and Coach Moody yells down, "Why? Okay.
Why?
You're up 13. Worst case scenario is he hits that as a 4-point play. I'm going to tell you, it wasn't too far off from him.
Well, here's the worst case scenario. It was the first free throw. Up again. Worst case scenario is you go flying over there and you get in the stands and you fall and you hurt something. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. You don't need that. Whitaker has the first one, has the second one, and he's got one more. She's going to get 3 free throws off that foul by Bryson. Belt's going to come back in. The look, the left-handed shot, getting all 3. It is Ty Walters Whitaker. And here's Ahmad. Tangled up, the ball's stolen, and the layup is missed. Now you're going to get Preston coming down with a rebound, and they'll foul him. And for Culver Stockton, is that kind of how it's gone today? I mean, no matter what you do, the Ravens did something to thwart it. You had a guy down there. You come up with a steal, and then you don't finish a shot. You don't get the points, and it's all for nothing. Half a minute to go.
Dorian Hobbs looks like a coach who can't wait to get to Christmas break. Right? Because that's about where your chance is to fix some of the problems that Culver Stockton has right now. They have plenty of athleticism, but again, it's a lot of mental mistakes not finishing your shots. The free throw is up and good for Preston Reynolds. Preston putting together a really nice afternoon. He's got 16 points. One more free throw coming his way with Ravens leading by 11. 30 seconds left. But yeah, Hobbs has got some pieces in place, but he just got to get a little better on the mental end of things.
68-57, the second free throw missed. The 3-point shot coming up just a wee bit short. And it's going to get away out of bounds back to Benedictine.
Ravens going to bring Braden Belt back into the ballgame. Continue to do that offensive-defensive substitution. Anthony Hall will check out.
Hey, don't forget, we're going to have an opportunity to chat with Coach Moody after the game. And he's going to get his his perspective on this afternoon's contest. 12 seconds, 10. Everybody stands up. That's going to do it. Final score this afternoon in the Nolan. Benedictine, 68. Culver Stockton, 57. And we'll be back and summarize it all for you right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
At Amberwell, they understand that choosing the right Medicare plan can be overwhelming. Low monthly premiums are tempting, but remember, it's not always about the cost. It's about what's covered. You could get caught in a plan this year that doesn't truly meet your needs. That's why they encourage you to take advantage of Amberwell's Medicare Optimized service. It's free and provides you with a dedicated healthcare benefits navigator to assist you in selecting the plan best suited to your unique healthcare needs. Schedule your free Medicare Optimized service today by calling 913-367-2650.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melt, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
But a crowd coming to its feet, milling around, and a lot of happy conversations being shared. Gus is Benedictine. Picks up a nice W this afternoon. They go to 2-3 in the conference and 3-5 overall. It's been a slow start, rough start for BC, but games like this kind of help you to find that bend in the road, you know, and maybe get you around it and over the hump.
Yeah, this is kind of that medicine that Coach Moody wanted to see, right? I mean, like, get something good to happen. You came off a really rough road loss on, what was that, Wednesday night over there in Fayette. And, again, he talked about it after the game that, you know, I think his overall words were sometimes you're the hammer, sometimes you're the nail. Well, tonight, the Ravens bounced back. They showed that resilience, and they came back and get a nice win here today against a Culver Stockton team who, again, is one of those teams that you probably need to beat. Benedictine 46% from the floor, 35% from behind the arc. Not great from the free throw line. I think that's probably where you'd want to improve at 56%, 14 of 25. But 13 turnovers. And what, you forced, that's a nice number for Coach Moody. He's going to like that. 14 turnovers forced. Of those 14 turnovers, you turned it into 20 points tonight. So.
Okay. That's pretty bad. That's a pretty big number. Point and a half turnovers, you'll take that all the time.
28 points in the paint, that means you weren't settling for jumpers. That's going to be another number that he'll be pretty happy with.
So for the Ravens, it's right back at it because Benedictine will be on the road Tuesday up at Grandview. And at Grandview, there will still have the black curtains out because the football team loses today, right?
Yeah, football team loses what I think, you know, is kind of a game nobody saw coming to College of Idaho. So, again,
are they Big Sky?
Yes.
Got to be, don't they?
Yep. They're out there with,
Carroll and Western Montana.
Western Montana and Carroll are kind of the three big ones in that conference.
Well, that all said, a quick look at how the scoring has gone this afternoon. First of all, for Culver Stockton, Wildcats did put some points on the board, and leading the way was Fry. Robert Fry, the second, 15 points today. Following him, it was Walters Whitaker with a dozen, and Nick Spanis, 11 points this afternoon for CSC. Next up for the Wildcats, Carondas Harris Anderson. He had 7. It was 6 each for Gabe Cox and also for Quentin Blackburn. And then you get down to the bottom of the list, and yeah, beyond that, six, that was a low score for the team. Nobody else with anything on the board. For Benedictine, you had three guys in double-digit scoring. Paced by Preston Reynolds. Talking earlier in the ballgame, Preston had some family here from over by St. Louis, and they had to be thrilled with getting him, watching him play and seeing him pick up 16 points to lead his team to a win today. So Preston with 16, a dozen for Hagen Hilgendorf, and Coach Moody is going to be really happy with that too, because Hagen, coming back from the injury, still bandaged up a little bit, but to contribute like that, that's a big, big day and the great shooting numbers for him. And Belt, finally the range a little bit, going with 11 points today for the Ravens. Gino Corridori in the middle had 8-7 apiece for Ahmad Lewis and Bryson LaRue. It was a four-point afternoon for Vigampa and Zach Schwinn. And one from the outside for Benedictine in 10 minutes of play, picking up 3 points this afternoon. So for the Ravens, it's a good day. Here comes Coach Moody making his way up the hill here a little bit. I can clean that stuff out. I got you. So hang on as Coach climbs up here a little bit, and we'll – awesomeness. Thank you, sir. Want me to give one to him? You got it. All right. Oh, Coach, good to talk to you. And first of all, congratulations, man. That was a hard fight. That was a good win. There were a lot of nice things that happened out there today.
Yeah, I agree. It's a weird time of year. Guys are tired. We're going into finals this week. You know, we kind of talked about it a little bit Wednesday down at Central Methodist. I mean, you just don't know what these guys have on their minds. I thought that we looked a little beat down this week. I think our strength coach did a great job of doing the things strength coaches do to make sure our guys are, you know, not worn out. And he likes to use the word twitchy on game day. And I thought we did a good job of whatever we did in there. But hard fought win. All the credit goes to just our guys. I just told them, I probably hacked the quote, and I'm not, it might even be a combination of quotes, but like, you can control one thing in every situation, and that's your attitude. You know, you can control one thing. And coming off that loss at Central Methodist, there's a lot of opportunity to feel sorry for yourself and to beat yourself up or whatever it may be. And I thought that across the board, all 17 of our guys were engaged Thursday and Friday and ready to get into this game. So we'll take it. The offense looked better tonight. I thought we moved the ball better. I thought we screened better. We were a little slower, a little more patient. I think this is how this team's going to have to probably play some games, is kind of in these slower tempo and just kind of grinding and using our defense. But we will take the win. Feels good.
Guys and I talked as the game was going along, and you could see how the numbers were going. And one thing that we said was Coach Moody's going to be happy with the defense. And I kind of thought maybe we'd get to 65, but you held your opponent to 57 today. You know, that's you got to love that.
Yeah, I love that. And it's not even that as much time as percentages. You know, when you hold a team to 38.9% from the field, I mean, they're not getting points. You know, I mean, you can control how many points a team scores by playing slow. And we're not necessarily trying to do that. We're trying to guard you. But when they go 39%, that means we're defending. That means we're not giving them easy shots. That means we're contesting at the rim. I thought having a healthy Hagen Hilgendorf finally back off the broken thumb gave us a little better rotation, you know, with our bigs. I thought that moving Ahmad into the starting lineup gave us a little better rotation with our guards. So, you know, there's a lot of things to learn from in a win and a lot of things to learn from in a loss, but we definitely prefer to learn things some from a win.
Yeah, and let's talk about Hagen. We haven't really seen him a ton this year. He had the injury, and now he's battled back. He's got that thing bandaged up that can't make shooting any easier. And yet, you know, you're looking at his numbers, 5 of 6 and 2 of 3. I mean, you can't ask for a lot more now.
No, Hagen's an efficient player.
Yeah.
And I think that the more comfortable he gets with us, he can play the 4 and the 5. He helps us with the rotation, like I said. If he's banging in threes like that, he's going to be really, really tough to guard. That splint comes off tomorrow. This is the only game, like with the way the treatment has gone for him, this was the only game that he actually has to wear it. I know he's still got a little pain in there, but he doesn't need to be splinted on Tuesday, so that's a good thing for him. And, he's a special player. Transfer from Fort Hays State, 6'9", kind of active, can, you know, at the end of the game, I know he was gassed. I didn't want to take him out because he can rebound. I mean, he can rebound the heck out of it.
I got a question about him. Is I watch him up and down the floor. For a guy at that height, I commented a couple of times, he's pretty fast. I mean, he's faster than you would think a guy. You look at him out there, a big guy, you think, oh, he could probably go, but he's faster than that.
You know what he does is really the late game, you know, they're trying to get threes and set ball screens for Fry, their best player, and we're switching. And, you know, Hagan at 6'9 is able to jump out there on that switch and keep that kid in front and contest shots. So he is a mobile kid. He's a big part, a big piece of what we wanted to do. And, you know, just kind of scouring them, I'm kind of skipping around, but scouring these stats, at the half, we had 9 turnovers. And we made that a big emphasis that this is a game of possession, that we cannot do that again. And just to only turn it over 4 times in the second half against their pressure, I did not look at that until I came out here. That's pretty impressive. I'll take that.
Now, Gus said, here's a number the coach is going to like, and I'll let you just, you know, go where you might with it. You forced 14 turnovers by your opponent and got 20 points off of 14 turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a pretty doggone good ratio there.
It really is. I mean, we do talk about when they turn it over, trying to punish them a little bit. You know, and I don't necessarily think it's like we're going a million miles an hour or anything, but I do think we try to get out and try to get something easy. I thought we got some shots at the rim. You know, we're trying to win the war of the paint. It looks like if this is accurate, we had 28 points in the paint. They had 22, and in the paint means those turnovers, right? I mean, that's scoring at the rim. So I thought overall, like, this is a good one. We needed it. I've always said from the jump here that this team is going to get better as the season goes on. Some injuries and some below average shooting kind of hurt us up to this point and has a slow start. But I'm telling you, this team's got a chance. We just got to stay with it. We got to stay positive. We got to keep working. We can go up and we've got a winnable game on Tuesday at Grandview, and then we get a little break and get into finals.
I was going to say, we talked the other night, quick bounce back to this one. It's another quick bounce back, because how'd you end up with the Tuesday game?
Finals. Finals start on Thursday. It's our study day on Wednesday, so we requested that they move it to Tuesday. You know, I mean, it is what it is. I think, we're basketball players.
Yeah.
We want to play ball. These guys would much rather play a game than practice. So, we'll get ready on Monday. We give them tomorrow off, let them spend some time with family and friends tonight and tomorrow. And then we'll get back at it Monday and try to get after Grandview.
When I was in school, I'd rather play the game than taking a final.
What's that?
I'd rather play the game than taking a final when I was in school.
Yeah, I would have too. And I actually might have done something. I might have skipped a final.
Could have happened.
Yeah, don't let the sisters hear me.
Coach, congratulations, man. That was a good one for the team, and good luck with the Vikings, man.
Appreciate you. And I want to, hey, real quick, before, if anybody's listening and you're on the way home, the amount of toys that we collected today out in that hallway.
I've been out there. How'd it go?
Oh, my God. It's insane. It's insane. I mean, this community, our families, the Ashton community, our fans, the students, they all brought toys, and we've got so many toys to deliver to the Salvation Army. And then each of our teams in the athletic department have adopted a family that's also going to supply toys and stuff that those kids want. So, you know, I just want to say thank you to everybody that came and brought a toy and supported our team today. I thought our season ticket holders appreciation, I saw all of our season ticket holders, and, you know, what a great crowd. And how about that girls game? That literally was one of the best girls games I've ever seen since I've been here. And our girls came out on top and traded haymakers with that group and found a way to win it at the end. What a great day. So, you know, it's going to be, we've got a couple of home games coming up in a week or so, a couple of weeks, where there's no students. So if you're listening, we'd love to have you up and bring family members, bring friends, whatever. I think both these teams are really fun to watch. I think they're worth your time, and we'd love to have you up. But thank you for all the toys and making this a success. We've been doing this for, this is now year 13, the toy drive, and it's been fantastic. So thank you to everybody.
Coach, you got it, man.
All right, Tom.
Appreciate it.
See you, man.
Ryan Moody, head coach of the Benedictine Guys, after a really, really good win for the Ravens this afternoon. Hey, in fact, it was a big day for Benedictine. Ravens sweep Culver Stockton. Ladies winning in overtime. The guys winning in regulation. Well, thank you for having joined us. Joseph, we're going to get out of here and let you go home. So until next time, for Gus Couch, who's up here with me, for Joseph producing and engineering and just taking care of all of the hard stuff that gets done down in the studio. Joseph, thank you very much. From the Dolan, Tom Couch. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on CARE Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.